Now the head of Germany's domestic intelligence agency, Hans-Georg Maaßen, has warned that Russia may try to influence the vote in order to breed divisions within the EU. Our correspondent in Berlin told us more.
I think what he's worried about is that the Kremlin might try to sort of create some sort of disorder or unrest in the run-up to the elections. Now, intelligence officers here in Germany say there are two main ways that Russia could do this. One would be through internet attacks, such as hacker attacks, but also disinformation through Russian media, principally Russian television. Russian TV broadcast a report that a Russian girl from Berlin had been raped by migrants. That was according to this report. The story turned out to be untrue, but the report was still broadcast and it sparked anti-government protests among Germany's large Russian-speaking community, and Russian government officials accused Berlin officials of a cover-up. So it turned into a bit of a diplomatic spat. So there's quite a lot of unrest here.
In South Africa, two white farmers accused of forcing a black man into a coffin and threatening to douse him with petrol and set him alight have abandoned their bail application. They appeared in a magistrate's court in the northeastern town of Middelburg. The incident, recorded on a mobile phone, caused widespread outrage on social media.
South Africa's major political party members came out to oppose the bail application of two white farmers who've been charged with kidnapping and assault. This follows a video showing a terrified black man being forced into a coffin after he was accused of trespassing on a farm. Throughout the video, the accused could be heard threatening to douse the victim with petrol and setting him alight. Whilst inside the coffin, they also threatened to throw in snakes. Many argue the accused should face attempted murder charges. There have been mixed feelings from black and white South Africans following the attack.
We want justice to be served. Justice has to be served.
My black brothers are killed every day. Even I had the same case by walking in a white neighborhood at night, and I got assaulted by white people, and it's still going on. That means that the fight is not over.
We are living in a democratic country where all black, white, Indian colored should feel like they belong to South Africa. This is our country. You know, people shed blood for it to be where we are today.
Two accused were brought into a packed courtroom, facing down throughout the proceedings.